Hello and welcome. My name is Laura Alden Cam, and I'm so excited that you are going to share this program with me. We will be working on the development of your intuition, and I will be sharing with you a template on intuition, and you will indeed, by the conclusion of this program, be able to intuitively read the energy of your body, your home, your pet, or any other subject or object you wish to use your intuition on. I came to this work at the age of 26 during a near-death experience. I suddenly became very ill. And what happened was I woke up on Super Bowl Sunday, violent headache and severe vomiting. This lasted the whole day and I didn't know what was wrong. I went to the doctor and they told me I had a sinus infection and the flu. I went back home and tried to take care of myself as best as I could. My husband at the time was working out of town, and my children were 2 and 3 at the time, so there wasn't much rest. By Thursday, I had lost 17 pounds due to the relentless vomiting, so somehow I managed to take myself back to the doctor. Once again, they said I had the flu and a sinus infection, but I knew this small, still voice inside of me was telling me something else. For whatever reason, I called my parents in Ohio. I was living in Indiana at the time. And they insisted that I bring the children back to Ohio so they could care for not only me, but for them. I agreed, and my father-in-law took me halfway, and my father picked me up and drove me back to my childhood home. I went to the doctor in my hometown, and he didn't know what was wrong with me. Again, after 3 more days of blinding headaches and relentless vomiting, I checked myself into the hospital. Their test revealed that I was pregnant, which I knew was not true. They did test after test and could find nothing wrong with me. Now, you have to realize that this was 1982 in a small town in Ohio, and CAT scans and MRIs were not available. My eyes began to bulge from the sockets. At one point in time, it was so severe that when my eyes were closed, my eyes still looked very open. There was so much pressure in my head. The doctors still didn't know what was wrong with me, and it was a Wednesday morning when 5 doctors sat in my hospital room, just scratching their heads compassionately, wondering what they could do for me. They knew I was dying, and I did too. I was terribly afraid. I didn't want to leave my children, my family, my gardens. It was February, and I knew the planting of my flowers and vegetables was just 60 days away, and I loved the garden. It was my sanctuary. And I was terrified that my children would only remember me by some corner-worn photograph, barely able to conjure up a memory of me. They wouldn't even know their mother. Nonetheless, all of a sudden, when the doctors left my room that morning, peace bathed over me. The pain that had been in my head like a freight train the entire time gradually went away, and peace filled my body. And then some rather strange things started to happen, so strange that I knew in the moment that if for some reason I survived this, I was going to remember these instances. What happened was, as I lay in bed, because it was difficult to move around because of the pain, I saw my spirit, or light, emanating and lifting off of my body. It started deep in my legs and lifted out of my legs and then moved to my torso and my arms. I was mesmerized and actually rather physically paralyzed by what was going on, because as more and more light lifted off of my body became very heavy, like lead, and I just couldn't move. I knew I was going home, and I knew I was dying. I was watching a primal force of nature, of my own spirit, lifting out of my body in preparation for its journey home. I wasn't afraid about leaving my children. I knew they would be fine. I know my family would be sad and suffer in that way, But I also knew deep in my heart, deep in my being, that we would always be connected.